Ciao. Just a quick note before we get started. We wanted to let you know that doors to our online Italian school are opening very soon.
We'd love to see you there. So if you think you might like to join us, click the link in the description to find out more.
Are apps like Duolingo a fun way to learn Italian or a complete waste of time? The real answer, as with most things in life, is probably somewhere in between. Apps can be useful, but only if you're using the right ones in the right way. So in this episode, we'll help you do that. Ciao a tutti e benvenuti. Hi everyone, and welcome to Learn Italian with Joy of Languages.
Before we get started, if you enjoy our podcast, could you do us a quick favor and hit the subscribe or follow button on your app now? As you're listening, it helps us grow and keep creating free content. Grazie.
And speaking of apps, how do you say app in Italian?
It's very difficult. L'app. L'app.
And that's the app, so L apostrophe app, l'app. It's short for l'applicazione.
But Katie, you don't like using apps to learn languages. Why are we doing an episode on them?
This is true, and a lot of our students haven't had good experiences with them either. So lots of situations where they spent months playing fun little games, but then when they actually got to Italy, they realized they couldn't really string a sentence together. So what we've done today is put together an alternative list of the best apps for learning Italian. And we did something really crazy and we asked ourselves, does it actually work? And we only included ones where we felt confident that the answer was sì.
For this reason, our list is missing some of the big names and includes some of you may have never heard of. Let's start in the least sexy way possible with dictionaries. Why dictionaries?
I think sometimes all of this new technology is actually a distraction from learning Italian, and we're forgetting the basics, like looking up words when you need them. And we tend to remember words better that way when we needed them in real useful situations rather than them just popping up randomly in a game.
Google Translate is okay for this, but I'm always afraid it's going to make me sound ridiculous. It's better to use a good old-fashioned dictionary curated by humans.
I really like wordreference.com. So that's wordreference.com. I used to use the website a lot when I was first learning Italian, and I still do today. So for example, let's say you want to book a table for Wednesday, but you forgot how to say it in Italian. You can look up the translation and you can hear the pronunciation. And probably the most important part of it is that you can see example sentences written and checked by real humans, so you get a feel for how Italians actually use the word in real life. And wordreference.com also has a verb conjugator.
What's that?
So you know how Italian verbs have lots of different forms? For example, to go is andare, andare, but then I go is vado, vado.
Then in the past, I went is sono andato, sono andato.
This is without a doubt one of the most overwhelming parts of Italian, and this verb conjugator is really handy because you just type in the verb like andare and then you can see all of the different forms. So coming back to dictionaries, another one I really like is reverso.com. I don't know why I said that in an Italian accent. It sounds like an Italian word. Reverso.com, which gives you lots of examples. And I think we often learn best when we can see the word being used in real examples.
Next, for learning vocabulary, there's Language Transfer, which helps you learn Italian through the similarities to English.
Yeah, so for example, possible becomes possibile. I think it has a lot in common with the Michelle Thomas technique, and I really like those courses as well for picking up the basics. I think they probably have an app too.
What about apps you can use to learn and review vocabulary?
There's Memrise, Memrise, which quizzes you on language for everyday conversations such as travel.
That's useful. Or as we say in Italian, utile. Utile.
And I also really like Quizlet. That's Quizlet, because you can make your own vocabulary cards. It's always better, I think, to focus on the things that you actually want to say about your own life rather than memorizing random lists of jobs and animals and family members that you might find in generic courses and never actually need to say.
For my conversations in English, I had to learn I'm a graphic designer and I have a dog and my partner is a crazy English lady.
Then there's Clothesmaster, which I love because of how it helps you remember. I won't go into it here, but it's really interesting and you can find out more on the blog by clicking the link in the description.
Then there is Lyrics Training, which is divertente. Divertente.
That's fun.
Divertente.
And you can learn with Italian music. You listen and then fill in the gaps. You're not strictly focusing on phrases for everyday conversations, but you do see the words in real sentences, which helps. And you get to discover famous Italian songs and musicians as well.
Now, what about the fact that a lot of people don't find apps useful?
To address this, we need to talk about smells.
What?
So there's this cool little study where they found that people remembered words more easily when they were surrounded by the same smell as when they learnt it.
That's weird, but what does it have to do with apps?
I think it shows that the human brain really relies on context when it's learning, so you're more likely to remember something in a similar situation to where you learnt it. And with apps, you're basically just tapping buttons on your phone. You're not talking to a real human being and it doesn't resemble a real conversation.
Yes, that's why we think there should be a contorno, a side dish to the real language learning, which is practicing having una conversazione. Una conversazione.
We think that the best apps are the ones where you actually speak to Italians. So, for example, there's HelloTalk, which is a bit like WhatsApp. You find an Italian who wants to learn English and you chat together, half in Italian and half in English.
Tandem is similar and you can also find people in your area.
And I also really like the website Conversation Exchange for this. I remember using it in Paris and I met a couple of really lovely women for coffee and walks. And they also showed me nice new places in Paris. So that's the winner for me, I think.
Remember that with language exchanges, you need trial and error. So look for someone who is patient and encourages you to speak Italian. And avoid anyone who wants to speak English all the time.
Exchanges can be lovely, but even in the best case scenario, you'll still be spending half the time speaking in English. So we'd like to finish by shamelessly plugging our online Italian school.
If you reach the point where you want to try more than an app and you want to focus on speaking Italian, you might really like it.
Our teachers are kind and patient, so it's perfect if you feel a bit nervous about making the jump to speaking.
We also focus on practical language you'll use in conversation, and you can get involved socially with a lovely community of Italian learners, which is a lot more fun than tapping your phone screen.
Yeah, and languages are really all about talking to people, which is another reason why I'm not a big fan of most apps. It's much nicer and more effective to make it a fun social thing with real humans.
In the description, you'll find a blog post with links to all the apps we talked about today and a link where you can find out more about our school.
See you next time.
Or as we say in Italian,
alla prossima.